The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Thursday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Frosted window panes, candles gleaming inside, painted candy canes on the tree. Santa's on his way, he's filled his sleigh with things.
Oh my gosh. Look at this.
Things for you and
for you and for me. You and for me. We got cannolis from Empire State Bank. Happy birthday, Frank Sinatra. Yeah, he would have been 104 years old, Mr. Sinatra. In my mind, and I think in many minds, millions of minds around the world, the greatest entertainer of all time from a little town in New Jersey called Hoboken, New Jersey, baby. Hey, so we got a great package here from Staten Island's finest pastry and specialty dessert shop. What is this one?
Alfonso's.
Baby.
The best. Ready? I go to Alfonso's.
You got to take a picture of this before we even dig in. So thanks to Phil Granieri and the staff and Jeannie and Esmeralda and Tom at Empire State Bank. When I look what's here, I'm going to open this up, boys. You ready? Al, can you see this? Look at this. Look at it. Reveal.
Let me see. Go ahead. Open it. Oh, my goodness gracious. Look at that.
The big cannoli had babies. It's like big, gigantic.
That baby.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my God. Look at the size of that one.
We got to get a picture. Cara, we got to get a picture
of this. Come in here and
so
take a picture.
So little, tiny, mini cannolis with one gigantic cannoli with mini cannoli. Stuff with mini cannolis.
It's like a cannoli nativity scene.
It is. Yes, it is. I don't know about that.
It's a cannoli nativity scene. Look, you got the big, like.
Thank you, Cara. Will you eat one of these? Do you eat any of this?
Yeah.
You keep yourself remarkably thin. God bless you. If I may, my hands are sanitized. Here, let me give you a little cannoli.
Will you actually eat
that? In Italy, we're eating. You know that. I do eat in Italy, okay? When you go with your family, excited about that?
She'll be.
That's great. Thanks.
If she sees you eat more than a morsel of brownie in Italy, I think she'll be shocked. Just like most of the listeners.
No, we ate. I ate. Frankie saw me eat. He experienced that right there.
A little bit. You know, then he dumped his wine in your glass, and then he gave you a plate of food. You know, that he didn't feel like eating.
I wasn't complaining. If Joe wants to share as much of his meal with me as he'd like, that's fine.
Frankie, here, help yourself.
I am going to have one of those.
Sterilized hands.
Alfonso's is great, and the smell is just
I know. It's like,
incredible.
You know, you got to admit, the Italian food, you know what I mean? It's the best in the world.
Yeah. Japanese is very, very good.
I eat Japanese food all the time. You walk in, you go, you smell fish. I'm telling you.
That's
Italian,
like
you walk
fish.
In, you go, cannolis, you got sauce cooking.
Well, dessert.
The only
no
one that
comparison.
Comes close is Chinese food.
Like, really?
Yeah, no, I think so. You're not a Chinese guy?
I mean, I can take it or leave it.
You don't like the Chinese?
No, I like the Chinese, even though they're ripping us off and manipulating their currency. I have nothing against their cuisine. In terms of top Asian foods, Japanese is number one for me. Thai is a close second.
Thai is excellent. Vietnamese is too.
Striped Thai is
then,
what I like.
Then Chinese, then Vietnamese, and then a distant fifth.
Vietnamese food is very good.
Korean.
There's a great little Vietnamese
cannot stand
place
Korean food.
Right down the block from Little Italy that is phenomenal. Makes fantastic pho and
yeah,
stuff.
Next to Forlini's.
Yeah.
I go to Forlini's all the time. That's one of my favorite restaurants.
What's next to Little Italy? What is it? What is it?
It's a Vietnamese restaurant that is phenomenal.
The Vietnamese are coming
Baxter
into
Street.
Little Italy now?
Yeah.
The poor Little Italy's got
who
a block.
Who is it coming
it's
block?
Very little.
So now the Vietnamese are coming in to take away?
Basically one restaurant.
That's good. That's very nice. But you got to go to Little Italy.
But you're not going to look. Now, you see, here's the thing. You and I, Frank, will
would
eat
you eat
of
this
cannolis.
Whole thing out? Would you eat this
no,
whole
that
thing?
Big, no, that thing is too big.
You would, no, the whole come thing. On. You would. Can I watch you eat this whole thing? Come on. You got to do it on camera. We should have Al doing with how many
cannolis? No, I did a lemon meringue pie eating contest once. It was a travesty.
Al cannoli eating contest.
No, I couldn't.
Be ugly.
I'm morbidly obese. You want to kill me on the air while I'm eating this stuff? Go ahead. It'll be great for the show. Just do it.
We go down. Who are going to replace Al with?
Frank's got a long. What are you kidding? He's got like a bulletin board list of people he'd replace me with.
No, he doesn't. Yeah, hey, anyway, we'll pass this around.
At least we'll get to hear some new music.
Again,
they'll change the music around. Hey, it's 10 minutes after 9 o'clock, and Giada Valenti, not enough Italians in the studio. We thought we'd add one more. Giada's going to join us momentarily. So take what you want, because we'll give it to the sales staff. I'm actually going to...
You're going to break that big one up and fight over it.
Oh, this is great, though. Wow. Thank you, Phil Guarneri, and thank you, Empire State Bank. Yeah, it's nice. They sent us a present.
Yeah,
see,
that's nice. That is nice.
And you guys got Capalbos? Yeah. I didn't get my
cup. Yes, you did. Yes,
you did. It was delivered yesterday.
You weren't
you're not home,
yesterday.
So you can't sign for it.
Will you eat that for me? Yes, you will.
I'm trying to resist, but this is...
What a morning. It's good just to deviate a little bit. It's so crazy news-wise, right? 10 minutes after 9 o'clock, and I'll be on, and I'm going to Mitchell Modell's at 11:30. Mitchell is helping out the United States Marine Corps, and Mitchell does so many great things in the community, and we're going to stop by Modell's and just kick it off with... Lorraine Bracco and Stevie Sharippa is going to be there. So that is at Modell's. I'll give you the exact location, but I think it is on 42nd Street, you said? I don't know.
You're telling me you're going to
no
the event.
No one tells
know.
Me anything. They just
I'm
say,
in the middle
show
of
up.
Cannoli.
Can we watch for a second?
That's crazy.
He's going to scoff this whole thing. He's going to scoff this whole thing.
You see this? I already ate a half. Now watch. Watch. See
so, go, go, go. Oh, wait, one shot. I so admire that. So admire that. I'll be taking a little morsel of it, but thank you.
Very thoughtful.
So after we go to Modell's,
he's going to take a little piece of the cannoli shell and eat it, not even the cream.
And I'll be performing there as well. I'm going to do a couple tunes. We're going to have a lot of fun there. You know who's calling in? Pat Cooper's calling in.
Yeah,
at noon. How great is that? Because Pat hasn't been.
That's one of my favorites.
He has chosen not to really call in.
Yeah, you know he has a hard time hearing. Mm-hmm. So he's 90 years old now. So he has a hard time hearing. So phone interviews are not the easiest thing for him.
And then who else has come? Mitchell Modell is scheduled to be on the program. We got Sal Scagnamillo is going to be on the program as well. I reached out to so many
Dave Damiani.
Dave Damiani, my buddy. We're going to play that song. Plays it like once
a year.
But we'll play it tonight.
Hold
we'll
on a
play
second.
It today.
Today's Sinatra's birthday. This one wants Sinatra music all the time.
Oh, but they're going to play two hours of Sinatra music at Patsy's.
I understand that, but if I start it playing a lot of other outside. Stuff that's not Sinatra, he starts screaming, upbeat, upbeat, energy.
Also, John Gambling complained we're not playing his Christmas song. It's Christmas.
John Gambling has a song?
I don't have it. Why don't you send it to me and I'll
check
play
that
it.
Who else? Everybody.
Danny Aiello is complaining.
Well,
we're not playing
Danny,
his
we should
song.
Play Danny Aiello.
I mean, really.
But Frank Sinatra's birthday, all Sinatra, all the time. Hi, it's all Sinatra. You give us 22 minutes, we'll give you.
You're
going to
make me so depressed. I'm going to eat another cannoli. Stop.
I know he's pushing
good,
for
though.
It. He's
I'll
pushing for it. They are good, huh? Alfonso's and Staten
Alfonso's,
Island.
Great.
Thank you.
Victory Boulevard.
Here, sterilized
I don't want another one.
It's that right up the block from Empire State Bank, where I am a.
Why don't you eat it?
Because
I want to see you eat it.
I am living vicariously through you. I want to live vicariously through you.
Bring it, bring
no,
that
no,
in
it's
here.
All right. No, hold on.
No,
hold
no,
because
yeah, because no, we need new Christmas. Thank you.
What do you have? New music, Matt. Thank you.
Yeah, this is Danny Aiello.
Thank you, Matt. Right. Matt's
number
cannoli.
One on my list of
come
our
on, buddy. Take a cannoli. It's clean. My hands are clean.
Thank
there you go, buddy.
You.
Thank you very much. Danny Aiello music coming up. Maybe after the Frank Sinatra stuff, we'll put it up. Yes,
Matt Borsi inching his way up on the list of Al replacements.
You have a list.
Oh, yeah.
You know, honestly, I know it's the holiday season. Screw the both of you. How's that?
Big Al.
Okay.
How I did. We love you, Big Al. Hey, that's a great shirt, by the way. Giants shirt.
Tommy
NY.
Bahama. Reversible.
Tommy,
that's
a reversible.
You thought I got it for free. No, I don't get it for free. What do you think? I walk into the Giants and say, hey, I need some free shirts?
Well,
doesn't
yeah.
work. I do have to ask Carl Banks to sign something for me, though, on Sunday.
How do you do
my
that?
My wife's... No, I go and ask him.
Because
yeah,
your buddy's
no,
with
because
me.
Yeah. My
can you
wife's,
get New Year's Eve this year? We're
no.
trying to get more celebrities.
I'll ask him.
Right,
my wife's... one of the doctors that my wife works for, he does a fundraiser every year in March that helps... like doctors across, you know, crossing borders and
yep,
stuff. They go
yep,
and they help
yep.
In other countries.
Yeah.
So they do a fundraiser where they auction off... gifts and all kinds of stuff from sports stars. This guy, the doctor, is a huge Giants fan.
Cool.
So my wife asked me, and I said, you know what? I have a mini helmet at home. I'll ask Carl if he'll sign it, and I'm sure he'll do it for
that,
me. So.
Yeah, I'm sure he will, too.
I asked for your service as well. I told him, 20 grand, you'll come and sing. You know, you do a whole vaudeville variety show.
You put a price on it.
Yeah, no, you got to get paid. I mean, you know.
Hey, Joe on the radio, it's 9:14, so... oh, I just want to step away. I watch the news. I watch what happened. When it happens in Jersey City, New Jersey, where, you know, it comes in, when something happens and it breaks and it's horrible and it comes from where you're from, it really touches your heart more than anything else. But, boy, what happened in Jersey City, a thank you to Mayor Stephen Fulop, who joined us, and you could podcast that. We will mount the show. We'll post the show shortly. But Mayor Fulop is in charge, and he's got everybody in order over there in Jersey City. But our hearts go out to the victims and to Officer Joe, Detective Joe Seals, 15-year veteran of the Jersey City Police Force, just senselessly just killed, just out of nowhere by these wackos, Rabbi Friedman, and Mrs. Gold, Mrs. Ferenz, too. And just a horrible, horrible situation in Jersey City, New Jersey. They take out law enforcement. They go. It's an anti-Semitic murder is what happened when they went after this kosher deli. And Jersey City's done so well, too. You know, it's Wall Street West is what we call Jersey City. If you're listening outside the area, everybody from Wall Street's too expensive on Wall Street. They go to Jersey City, beautiful town. And here's what happens. So, you know, then you got to watch this IG report. And Horowitz was great yesterday. The Senate was civil. Lindsey Graham ran a great show. But really, when you see the crimes that were committed, you know, by the Department of Justice, you wonder, how did they get away with that, man? And what gets me is that, and I always live by humility, that the progressive socialists and the folks in the news media that have spewed this hate, this false narrative, they don't go, you know what, you got us, that we got nothing on the president. Let's put the president aside. They don't even make it like it's the president, because they did the same thing to Ronald Reagan. They did the same thing, and they're going to continue to do it to President Trump. But they just say, you know, this is all politics. Sorry. Now they got two articles of impeachment. It's going to go nowhere. It's going to really just fail in the Senate is what we're looking to see happen now. But who? What's the before we break, Frankie, what's the consequences of this? So they know that Horowitz, the IG report is ridiculous. I know Attorney General Barr is standing by, and I know the Durham report's about to come out. But this whole IG report, it just is the way it is. We find out that it's false. Nothing will be done. There's no ramifications of it.
Well, hopefully the ramifications will be changes to how we issue surveillance warrants going forward. Now that Horowitz has shed some light.
That seemed bipartisan.
Shed some light
the FISA,
on this.
The FISA court.
FISA abuses. Hopefully we make sure that the FISA court stops behaving the way that they have been. And hopefully
you could ask this FISA court, whoever these people are, for anything, and 99% of those requests go through.
Pretty close to 99. Right, it's about 95%.
Yeah. Whether it's right, wrong, or indifferent,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, exactly. So, and hopefully the FBI will be more honest going forward in filing these applications for FISA warrants. But the thing that's going to be interesting to watch, Joe, is the next step. Like, as you see, the Judiciary Committee is getting ready to issue their articles of impeachment now, and they'll probably do that, you know, at some point this morning.
Should we bring it on the air?
No.
Not so much.
We want to keep people awake while driving. Joe Nadler will
put Giada on the air
to sleep. But but then the interesting thing to watch is the full House has to vote on this. It's going to be interesting to see which Democrats break ranks. So all the Republicans are going to vote against impeachment. Justin Amash, who's a former Republican, now an independent, he's indicated that he's going to vote for impeachment. Now, they only need 18 Democrats to go the other way. Now, there's 31 Democrats that are in Trumpian districts. They're not moderate districts. They're conservative districts. Like Max Rose, Mikey Sherrill, you know, you go down the list. Connor Lamb in Pennsylvania. Go down, you know, Josh Gottheimer. These are districts that Trump won. Now, Sean Patrick Maloney is pretty progressive, even though that's a Trump district. So it's going to be interesting to see how these Democrats, who are all going to have, especially the freshmen, who are all going to have tough re-elections next year, how they end up voting on this impeachment question. Because as Peter King said to you earlier, I'm sure there's a lot of pressure from Nancy Pelosi and from their donors to vote with the party to impeach. But I have a feeling it's going to be very tough vote for some of these guys to cast. You've already seen Jeff Van Drew from Jersey vote against even the impeachment inquiry, along with one other Democrat. So can you get 17 or 18 others? I think it's possible, not necessarily.
That would be great,
though.
How great would that be? Yeah, drama.
Nancy Pelosi is very good at math, I don't see her going forward with this unless she knew that she had the votes. But if you're in one of these purple districts, like a Max Rose district or a Mikey Sherrill or a Josh Gottheimer, and those are all our listeners in these districts, if you really think this is a travesty, I think you should call your congressperson if you're in one of these purple districts and let them know that you're not going to vote for them if they go forward with impeachment.
Did you see the president call out Max Rose? Come up on stage. I didn't see Max go on stage. You know, and now we know Nicole Malliotakis is going up against Max Rose in the next election. And Max, I didn't see Max go up on stage.
Well, he is short. You might have missed that.
Oh, man.
I'm short, too. I can say it.
But it's nice that the president said, Max Rose, come on. Lee Zeldin was there. So Lee.
Very nice.
And I didn't see Max go up on stage. Curious. But it was nice that the president was bipartisan in this executive order that he signed yesterday. Debbie Duhaime is out there. Good morning, Debbie Duhaime. You're up and you're at them and you're no fire alarms anymore, right? You're good?
No more fire alarms. Everything's good over here at the traffic center. So we're good
right.
to go.
I wish you had this, the cannolis that we have from Phil Guarneri. They're right here for you.
I love cannolis. They're so good.
Cannolis.
Oh,
hey,
man.
Deb, Giada Valenti is going to join us. We're going to take a break from her. She's coming up in just a little while. We're going to come back with your phone calls at 877-970-2999 on our Balance of Nature phone lines. You're welcome to call anytime. Meantime, Debbie is always looking out for you on the roads. 20 minutes after 9 o'clock on AM 970, The Answer. Hiya, Debbie.
Hi, Joe. Good morning, Joe. Frank, Al. Good morning, everybody. 84 East up exit 18. It's an accident. Watch for delays on the Taconic South by Pudding Street in Putnam Valley. Really serious accident. Medevac helicopter is at the scene of that one. Inbound GWB, Lincoln and the Holland, all about 30 minutes getting into town. 78 is still a mess. Heading out toward exit 15 into Clinton Township. Right lane is still blocked from an earlier tractor-trailer fire and fuel spill. 80 East exit 55 in Totowa. It's an accident there. 280 East exit 10 in West Orange, an accident as well. Queens Midtown Tunnel, 20 to 25 minutes into town. Still heavy Harlem River Drive south, down through the 140s. And expect delays right now as you head over to Sunrise Highway eastbound as you get out through that Baldwin area with an accident being cleared. Partly cloudy today, high of only 33. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Thank you, Debbie. A 921 with Joe on the radio telling you about Capalbo's gift baskets. Oh, they make awesome fruit, wine, champagne, gourmet gift baskets and towers, you name it. We had the towers come in just the other day, Tuesday. Ah, it was great. And we opened it up on the air, remember? Yeah, you could also go to YouTube and check that out. You want to see a beautiful Capalbo's tower, you could go Google AM 970 Piscopo Show on YouTube. You'll be able to see it on camera because everything at Capalbo's looks good, tastes even better. Most of the baskets, by the way, come with free shipping, and everything is backed by their 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Capalbo's is a family-owned business. They've been a landmark in the tri-state area for over 110 years. I remember them from the neighborhood growing up back in the day. Everybody would talk about who got the Capalbo's gift basket. You heard Albert say, I got a Capalbo's gift basket from the station. You're going to love it. Capalbos. Capalbosonline.com. Start here, please. Capalbosonline.com. You go there or you can call 800-252-6262. It's 800-252-6262. I want you to experience these great, amazing gift baskets. So use the code Joe970 at checkout and you will save 10% off your order at Capalbo's. This Christmas, send the best. Send Capalbo's.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
For the past decade, I've been dealing with very painful brown spots on my forehead, and I could never just take a wash rag across my forehead. I didn't dare because it would have been just horribly painful. And last week, in my haste, I scrubbed the whole thing, and there was no pain there. And so I quickly went to the mirror, and I realized the painful brown spots that I've been dealing with for the past decade, they're gone. I could barely speak. I could barely do anything. I was frozen in this elated state of mind because I've been battling this for the decade. And it wasn't until the following day I looked at my hands and I looked at my arms. And there's very few brown spots on my hands and arms. You know, as a retired RN, you know, I know the importance of nutrition. I always have. I mean, if you just feed people good food like this, it's actually healing you from the cellular level out. I'm living proof of that. Because there's only one thing that changed in my life, and that was taking Balance of Nature. And I will forever be grateful. I'll never stop taking it. I'll never be without my Balance of Nature, ever.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Call or go online now and become a preferred customer, which gives you our best pricing and free shipping. And we will take an additional 25% off of your first order. Plus, get a set of convenient travel bottles containing a free additional week's supply of Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies. This will be a limited time offer, so don't wait. Call 800-2468-751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code The Answer.
Good cannoli.
Good cannoli. You nibbled the
good cannoli. Where's my noble coin? Where's my noble gold coin? I need it out. I need it in my hand. It inspires me. Thank you. Yeah. It inspires me to tell everybody. This is such a beautiful piece of artwork. I have this at home. I'm not going to tell who I bought it for because they will then know it's for them. And I'm telling you about the noble gold Donald Trump coin, right? Well, now, you ready for this? There are two limited editions of the 1 ounce pure silver Donald Trump coins. They are in circulation. The original Donald Trump freedom coin and the second edition commander-in-chief coin. So this Christmas, why not order both editions of this rare collector's coin at once? Noble Gold is introducing the re-election collection. They tell me that there's just enough inventory remaining and just enough time left before Christmas for you to receive this limited time offer. Now, if you don't get on it right now on the special discount I'm about to tell you about, the combo is going to sell out. So here's an extra incentive. If you use the promo code Piscopo2020, you can save $20 on ordering your own re-election collection. Start investing in precious metals in the most fun and patriotic way by owning both versions of Noble Gold's famous Donald Trump coins. Go online to TrumpCoin2020.com. It's TrumpCoin2020.com. Then enter the code Piscopo2020 so that this beautiful re-election collection offer doesn't pass you by. Again, TrumpCoin2020. The code is Piscopo2020.
Listen, AM 970, The Answer. And Alexa, tune in, iHeart, or radio.com.
Portions of this show sponsored by Hudson Honda.
Good morning, good morning. It's Joe Piscopo on the radio. Danny Aiello, yes!
You better watch out.
All right.
You better not cry.
Thank you.
You better not pout. I'm telling you why.
Come on.
Santa Claus is coming to town.
The best is your face and his
face. Let me hold
when I play.
Don't talk over.
He's checking it twice. He's going to find out who's naughty and nice.
He's great.
Santa Claus is
coming. What one of the things I'd love for you to do, Joe?
Danny Aiello right there. Danny Aiello, a great singer in his own right.
Everybody,
thank you, Al, for putting that
there's
on.
All these great Christmas songs. Yeah. Everyone has Christmas albums. Danny Aiello, William Shatner, everybody.
Yeah.
There are very few, maybe zero, Thanksgiving songs, right? And Thanksgiving is a holiday in America that's celebrated by even
everybody
more people than Christmas. I think it would be so great if come next year you
got
unveiled a Thanksgiving
great
song.
Great idea. Gobble, gobble.
What now, I don't know. I mean, you got to be creative.
You turkey. Yeah, I'm going to sing for you right
now.
Could
be turkey related. Could be a pilgrim's promise.
Can you do a morbidly obese one? I think it would be great.
Enough for you morbidly obese people out there.
Shoving that stuffing right in your fat face.
Good idea, though. I don't know.
Have a happy Thanksgiving.
I'm telling you, there's a market for it.
You're right. Something to think about.
That'll be you'll be this generation's Bing Crosby only for Thanksgiving.
Joe, you got to do one for the morbid.
It could be called. We'll write. I'm happy to help with the lyrics.
You would be great at that.
Yeah, okay. but you have to sing it and write the music to it. It could be called a turkey lasagna.
Yeah, turkey. Yeah, that's good. Right. I like that turkey. Make it like an Italian Lumonte style.
Yeah,
maybe.
I don't know. Yeah,
maybe something like that.
So.
And what rhymes with giving? It's a hard word to rhyme. Thanksgiving. Living. Good. You'll be your cuckoo living on this Thanksgiving. Yeah, maybe. A little turkey in the background. Yeah.
By the way, I do want to mention today is Election Day in Great Britain or in the UK.
Yeah.
It's going to be very interesting to see what the results of these this election is. If Boris Johnson and his Conservative Party rack up some big numbers, which they may or they may not. Elections, as we know, are unpredictable. Then that will probably mean we're headed for a Brexit, a hard Brexit, by January 31st. If he doesn't get the most seats, then I think that
Is he out if that happens? He's out? Or is
He'll still be a member of the House of Commons, but if he loses the majority, then he won't be the prime minister.
Can you keep track of this?
Well, you know, now is a great time to be a political consultant in Israel, because as of yesterday, they couldn't form a government.
I can't figure it out.
They are going to have another election in March. So this will be their third election.
I bet you. And BB will win again.
In less than a year. This is going to cause them to spend about $500 million when they're already running a deficit to have all these elections.
Could you imagine something like this happening in America? Like they just keep having election after election. People, oh my God, I got to go to the polls again?
Is it more, but Frank, no, you know this. Is it more logical that way or is it the way we do it?
Always tended to admire the parliamentary system, but after seeing what's happened with Israel and seeing what's happened with Greece and what happened previously with Italy, it's starting to look like maybe parliamentary systems are not a more stable alternative. Yeah. So I don't know. I mean, political scientists spend years studying and researching this stuff.
All right. You know what? Let me go to Albert in Jersey. Good morning, Albert. What's going on? And thanks for calling. Okay, that went well. Thank you, Albert. Poor Albert.
Look. You know, when we tell people... I'm trying to get it.
But you should always have it at your fingertips.
That's right.
Yeah, but I don't always have it right. I got 9,000 windows open putting news together and stuff. I don't always expect that. And he's calling back. I couldn't hear.
How old is that computer?
This is a company computer.
Once we get
the reason why it doesn't work.
It's not like Frank's.
I'll bet you Matt will have the Sam Boland button ready to go at all times.
Who's running
around, Matt? Get off my program!
Matt's running the board today?
Yes, this afternoon, yes. Yeah.
Thankfully.
Yes.
God bless you, son. God bless you, my
son. Want a cannoli?
This kid, Matt. Yeah. Can we give Matt Borzi a big shout-out?
Oh, absolutely.
Great job.
The best.
Some of the voices that you hear, all the production done at this radio station. You know, and I said to Jerry Crowley, Matt, don't tell him. I said, boss, how'd you find Matt? This guy's the top. And he goes, it was just by the grace of God. Stroke.
Yeah, Matt was here before Jerry was.
Exactly. Right. Yeah. Exactly. He said he just happened to be here. So thank you, Matt. On the air, Merry Christmas, and thanks for all the hard work that you're doing. I got to go to Sam, man. Sam's my man. Good morning, Sammy. What's on your mind, buddy?
I'm not really sure if I could talk. I'm laughing so hard. You know what? I love you guys. And any day that I do not listen to the radio because I just can't take the negativity anymore. But you always put a smile to my... And by the way, just before I forget, everybody that you always hire to answer the phone, they are the brightest kids I've ever ran into, I ever talked to. And no matter how new or they've been there for a while, they're always very, very nice.
Thank you.
To you, Al, Frankie, Debbie, and of course the champion, Mr. Joe. I want to say Merry Christmas, a Happy December. I'm gonna do my best to see you guys later on, but until then, can you please save me a cannoli?
You got it, with Sammy.
I want one of the big ones.
You got it, baby. We'll save you one of the big ones, Sammy. Thanks for listening from day one. We appreciate it. Let me go to Joe real quick in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Joe, thanks for listening up in the Keystone State. What's on your mind this morning?
Joe, actually, I'm sitting and trying to get into the Holland Tunnel.
Why does it say Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania? Is that where your phone is registered?
That's where my company is based out of. Yes.
Cool. What's on your mind, Joe? Thanks for calling.
Hey, I had that album. My father had the album, Frank Sinatra to Sands.
Yeah, man.
And he had we played that every Sunday during dinner on the album, the vinyl album. And he had a line in there. If you don't drink when you get up in the morning, that's the best you're going to feel all day.
Thank you, Joe. You know what? Thanks for calling. Good luck getting through traffic, and Debbie will walk you through it. That was actually Joey Lewis's line, was it not, Frankie? It was Joey Lewis's, like the comedian, Joey Lewis.
Yes, I believe so.
And Frank Sinatra did, he did the story of Joey Lewis, and it was, which was a brilliant film, and he was brilliant in that movie. And they, what was the name of that film? Come on, people, not The Man with the Golden Arm. That was, he was brilliant. The old man did a
Man with the Golden Gun.
No, but it was The Joker is Wild. Something like that.
No, that was a game show.
And it was, and Frank Sinatra said that line, "I feel people who don't drink because when you get up in the morning, that's as good as you're going to feel for the rest of the day." And he always credited Joey Lewis for that. Hey, Piscopo in the morning. It's a 9:34. I see the phone calls at 8:07.
Lady in Cement, was that the movie?
No, that was Tony Rome. That was Tony Rome like that. And that's another call. We go to Albert. Now you feel guilty. You cut him off. See?
This is the Joker.
I did not cut him off, but I'm giving you the opportunity to go to him.
The Joker is Wild. Daddy remembers. Thank you, Frankie Five Burrows. Look at us right here. Albert, you're back. Hi. What's on your mind, my friend? Sorry that we lost you before.
Oh, I'm sorry again, Joe, and I'm happy to talk to you.
Yes, sir.
I'm a police officer in Jersey City.
Oh, thanks for your service, sir.
I've been there for 25 years. I'm going to tell you now that the mayor of Jersey City literally dislikes, if not hates, police officers. He has done such a systematic job of destroying every morale that we've ever had.
Listen, I thought he gave you guys such a nice shout out this morning.
Yes. You know what? He's a politician, and he's making himself sound as if he really enjoys us and appreciates us. But if I can just go through a couple of things, I don't want to take too much.
Well, you know, we don't like to stay negative on it. We appreciate it, but I'll tell you what you could do. You want to call the station, we could schedule you for a time. But right now, you know, if I may, Albert, it's such a tough time in Jersey City. We're going through such a tough time. I don't want to make anything political. We want to thank Stephen Fulop for doing a great job in this horrible, horrible time. We lost a police officer. And then, Albert, you are so welcome to call back. But give us a couple weeks. I think just a couple weeks, just to mourn the loss of Joe Seals, detective, and certainly the folks lost at that Jewish delicatessen there, that kosher delicatessen in Jersey City. But thank you. Listen, I appreciate you calling. We always like to open up the airwaves. Not right now. Now is not the time. Hey, Joe, as a matter of fact, we're going to deviate, and we're going to go into some nice music with Giada Valenti and tell you where she's performing. But you're always welcome to call, and thank you for understanding, because I know you do during this Christmas, the Hanukkah season. 9:36 with Joe on the radio. Big Al standing by with the headline news on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
30 degrees at 9:36. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Nassau County police searching for a suspect who tried luring a girl into his car in Nassau County. Police say the team was walking to school on Center Drive in Franklin Square when a car pulled up next to her yesterday morning. Police said the man behind the wheel showed her a wad of money, tried to get her into the car. The girl ran away. Food labels already show calories. But what if they also had the exercise needed to burn off those calories? Researchers say it could help reduce obesity. For example, a small bar of chocolate with 230 calories would have 23 minutes of running or 46 minutes of walking. The labels are called PACE, which stands for physical activity calorie equivalent. Researchers say the labels could lead to people eating 200 fewer calories a day. The lead researcher says the PACE labels would also be good on restaurant menus. The Man of Steel is sharing his secret identity with the world in the latest Superman comic book issue out yesterday. In the number 18 issue, the Son of Krypton is said to reveal that he and Daily Planet reporter Clark Kent are the same person. While he has been outed in the past, this will be a permanent decision that could potentially change the DC universe for good. And while some fans were elated by the news, others still questioning why DC Comics decided to make the move at all. In sports, losing streak over for the Knicks. The team slipped past the Golden State Warriors in overtime, 124-122. It's the Knickerbockers' first win since November 18th and ended a 10-game skid. Nets' three-game winning streak over after blowing a deep lead, losing to the Hornets, 113-108. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
And good morning, Al. Thanks a lot. We're still seeing delays on 78 East this morning, getting out toward exit 7 with an accident, and then Appa exit 15, another accident in the right lane. Looks like a tractor-trailer fire and fuel spill from earlier still being worked on, so a very tough ride on 78 East this morning. Let's see what's happening as you head to the Garden State Parkway North at 131B, an accident there. Watch out for slowdowns up on 84 East, out by exit 18. It's an accident, and traffic is moving solely for you on Sunrise Highway eastbound, heading out through Baldwin, an accident being cleared. Alternate side parking rules in effect. It is a gridlock alert day today. Queens Midtown Tunnel, you're waiting 15 to 20 20 getting into town. Inbound side of the GWB upper level, exiting clear, 35 to the upper, about 20 to the lower. Inbound Lincoln 30, outbound Lincoln 15, Holland 15 to 20 in from both approaches. And checking in on the forecast, sunny today, high of 33. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by AP Book. For more than a year, the whole of Vermont was captivated by the hunt for a runaway golden retriever. Read Catching Murphy, the latest book from the Associated Press, available now exclusively at Amazon.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio telling you about the Atlantis luxury private yacht. The Atlantis is an impeccably designed three-deck mega yacht with two state-of-the-art bars, a magnificent dining room, large dance floor, immaculate restrooms, gorgeous upper deck. We love the Atlantis. The perfect place to watch the sunset behind the Statue of Liberty. How about that? To take in the breathtaking skyline views. The Freedom Tower is right there. The Brooklyn Bridge. You know what? You got to see the Brooklyn Bridge from the Atlantis to appreciate the architectural beauty of this great, great structure. The Brooklyn. And that's Lady Liberty right there. Captain Fred and the Atlantis. I'm going to give you the number. Because this is how you can impress your clients. You can impress somebody on an anniversary, a birthday. Go and call the Atlantis, NewYorkCruises.com. You can go to NewYorkCruises.com or call 212-633-1231. 212-633-1231. Fully insured, Coast Guard certified, family owned and operated. It's a mega yacht, perfect venue for corporate events, weddings, anniversary parties, reunions, retirement parties, birthdays, bar or bat mitzvah, you name it. Call New York Cruises to schedule a private viewing, of the Atlantis, 212-633-1231 or NewYorkCruises.com.
Save big every week at Modell's. Visit your local store for special unadvertised deals. Shop all kinds of styles from brands you love like Nike, Adidas, Under Armour, Champion, Unipro, and much more. Are you an athlete and gearing up for the season? We've got you covered for every sport, whether it's your first time playing or you're a seasoned veteran. Modell's is the place to go. But wait, what about professional sports? Don't worry, we've got that too. Whether you're the casual or diehard sports fan, we've got jerseys, tees, hats, and much more. You gotta go to Mo's.
You make sure his toys don't have any sharp edges. You taught her what to do when the smoke alarm goes off and to wear a helmet when she rides her bicycle. You do so much to keep your child safe. But are you using the right car seat for your child? Car crashes are a leading killer of children ages 1 to 13. Protect your child's future at every stage of life. For information on the right seat for your child, visit safercar.gov/the right seat.
Sponsored by the New York State Governor's Traffic Safety Committee.
In an era where it's tough to know which news outlet to trust, at a time where it's difficult to find facts, not just opinion, there is an oasis in the news desert. It's the Katz Roundtable. John Catsimatidis, the personification of the American dream, who built a multi-multi-billion-dollar business empire, talks with some of the nation's top newsmakers every Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. You won't just hear partisan spin. You'll hear directly from the newsmakers who are shaping the news cycle in the city, the country, and the world. On the Katz Roundtable, you won't just hear about politics. You'll hear about science, business, education, animal rights, and any other topics that you're interested in. Catch the Katz Roundtable every Sunday morning, starting at 8:30, right after Marano in the Morning on AM 970. The Answer. Take AM 970 The Answer anywhere you go with our mobile app. Get in on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio, sitting next to Giada Valente. She's coming up momentarily live on the Piscopo Show. I want to tell you about Route 22 Toyota because I love Iggy Giuffre. I'll tell you, and we're going to talk to Giada in a second, but I want to tell you, I know, these are my friends. These are my friends. Iggy Giuffre, this is a great guy. And a shout out to our buddy Sid Patterson for introducing us to Iggy and to Mr. Crowley for putting this together. Because when Route 22 Toyota came to us, I went there. I told you that I went to the showroom. I sat with Alex Kinsella. I sat with Johnny and Chris. I sat with the family, Carmelo. And I said, wow, these guys are great. We ate. We broke bread in the showroom, by the way. And then Alex goes, Joe, I want to give everybody 0% APR financing up to 72 months. And I got this idea First five callers, next 5 minutes, we'll give them a multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter. I said, for free? Yes, for free. I said, what's the number? 855-621-9949. So I go, wow, that's a great deal. You're going to do it? So this has been working out so brilliantly for us. First five callers, next 5 minutes, I'll give you to 950. I'm like Mr. Joey Generosity on the radio. 855-621-9949. You get a free multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter. You just say, Joey sent me. It's right there, Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey. You check out the state-of-the-art service center. The showroom is completely redone. It's the largest indoor automobile showroom in the great state of New Jersey. You check out the brand new customer lounge, and you're going to love the family at Route 22 Toyota, and you don't have to deal with dummies. You go in, it's so refreshing when you go to Route 22 Toyota. That's a beautiful, beautiful place, and they treat you the way they treated my sister Carol, like family, and they'll make you the deal like you can't believe. And to get you over there right now, why don't you call, if I may, now all European models are excluded, but if you call 855-621-9949, you get a free multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter from my friends, the family, Route 22 Toyota, right there on Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route22Toyota.com.
Watch the Joe Piscopo live stream Tuesday mornings 6 to 10. Available on Facebook, YouTube, and AM970TheAnswer.com.
Live from the Smart Way to Buy.com studios. The following segment sponsored by Perillo Tours.
Here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Oh, Santa baby with an Italian accent. Come on now.
That's, how cute is that?
Giada Valente, it's so great to see you. And thank you for being
thank
here.
Thank you for having me here.
No, we love you. And love you. And everything's good. All good with you.
Everything
you're busy,
good.
Busier than ever.
I'm busy. Yeah, but it's always nice to be back. I live on the West Coast.
I'm
a Vegas girl.
When
now,
did you
from
go to Vegas?
Venice to Vegas.
Venice to Vegas.
I moved there.
Oh, that's the name
December.
Of the show.
Yeah, could be. Yeah, right. Something in there. Just created. No, I moved there last December. I loved it. I love it. It's beautiful. I mean, beside the Strip, which is crazy,
yeah,
we all know.
Yeah,
residential areas are beautiful. And living in Vegas,
yeah,
I mean,
yeah,
you will love it, Joe.
Yeah, yeah.
Because every night you can go to see a show. I became friends with... Also, it's also something special about Vegas that somebody told me it's always been like that, even when Vegas was only three hotels. The community is very small. So when you move to Vegas...
Yeah.
Vegas, in no time, you meet everybody in the business. So
it's so funny. The late, great Vinnie Falcone, my buddy, my mentor, really, rest his soul. He was out there. And then Artie Schreck is out there.
Yeah.
One of the greatest musicians ever. Greatest.
Oh, really? I don't know him.
Oh, you got to meet Artie. Artie's like from Newark, New Jersey.
Oh.
He wrote Here's to the Band, you know, with Al Natoli, you know.
Yeah.
And he's known for being the great arranger, conductor, with Linda.
And
wife.
He lives in Vegas?
They're all right there. Nelson Sardelli. My gosh, Nelson Sardelli.
I don't know him too. Sounds Italian.
Yeah.
I know. Sardelli.
But it's great. And you were with Dina? You're just with Dina?
I was just with Dina last Sunday.
Great.
Yeah, she did a show at the Smith Center, which I'm surprised, Giorgio, you don't know the Smith Center.
Know.
You have to come there.
I got to get out there.
I think it's one of the 10. They just said it's one of the 10 best performing arts centers in the whole United States. It's a state of the art theater. I think they built it like 7 years ago. They put millions and millions of dollars in two rooms.
Yeah.
The big room, I'm very proud to say, was inspired by La Fenice in Venice. I'm Venetian, so he's inspired by the Venice Theater. I went 2 weeks ago to see a concert there. It's spectacular. It's like Carnegie Hall, basically. They say it's the Carnegie Hall of the West Coast. And then they have a small room where I perform when I saw Dina, indeed, also, and where I always do twice a year a show. It's called the Myron Cabaret. It's 250 seats, and the room is spectacular.
Yeah.
I think there is no... I've performed in a lot of places. The best sounds and light you can ever have as an artist. I said it in the radio again. I do there a concert March 12th. Should you be in Vegas, I want you to be my guest.
Oh, I'd be honored to be there.
No, can you imagine? People would be like, "Who, Joe Piscopo?"
Come on, Giada Valente with the voice of an angel. You sound so great. Big shout out to Sonny Grasso too.
Sonny Grasso is listening and crazy. So Sonny, we love you. I may see him this afternoon.
Sonny, give him my very best.
I
will be at Patsy's at noon celebrating the birthday of Frank Sinatra.
Oh, yeah.
On West 56th Street.
Yes.
I invited Sonny to come because he knew the old man loves Sonny Grasso.
Yes.
I mean, he loves Sonny. If Sonny was like his go-to guy.
They did some movies together.
They
right?
did the movies, Sonny all produced. The Tony Rome movies, Contract yes. on Cherry Street. Yep. And Sonny Grasso is the legendary NYPD cop who they did the whole movie's French Connection. Yep. And Sonny, with his partner, was there. But I there's no partner. There's only Sonny Grasso.
There's
he's
Sonny,
the only,
Sonny.
He's the only
I mean,
one. He's
Sonny,
the only one.
Sonny, Sonny. They made a movie. He's a fictional actor, the other one. He's not existing. Sonny. Sonny.
Sonny. And he's a tough, tough New York, the best of the NYPD.
But he has a heart of gold. Yeah, I mean, he's only being... Only he introduced me to you.
He did. That's how I know you. He does.
That's how I know you.
Give him my best. Give him a hug. Get him over there to Patsy's today. You're more than welcome. Between 12 and 2, we'll be there.
I will do my best. But you know how difficult it is to get Sonny out of the house when it's cold.
Right? Tell me about Venice. First of all, tell us where you're performing here in the city.
I perform here at the Sheen Center this coming Sunday at 3 p.m. Sheen Center on Bleecker Street. My guest, opening guest, is Mike Marino.
The bad boy of comedy, baby. Jersey boy, Jersey. Marino's hysterical.
Saw him also a couple of weeks ago. Yeah. He came to the Laugh Factory in Las Vegas, and I went to see him, and he killed it again. I mean,
so he's opening for you now.
He's opening for me. He said that he's going to keep it clean.
Yeah, you got to say. I always talk about that.
I sing about love and a very religious kind of girl. Yeah. Can you remember Whole Holy Night? And then we get Mike Marino. It's going to be cool.
He will be.
He's love and laugh.
I'll talk to him.
I love him.
Gianna, so the Sheen Center is a nice theater.
It's a beautiful theater. It's a little jewels downtown.
Right around here. Right around here.
On Bleecker Street. I mean, I think they open it. It belongs to the Catholic Church, right? Yes, Catholic Church. And there is something, I'm prepared now. There is something that you maybe know, something from a very famous radio show in the 1940s, 50s.
That was down
know.
There? That was out of there?
Yeah, they have to Google sheencenter.com and it's all written there. And they have some radio equipment.
Yeah, I've been hearing great things about it. Some comedians perform there as well.
Yeah.
I know Mike's opening for you, but where can we find you if we want to get tickets, Giada?
They can go to sheencenter.com or they can go to Giada Valenti, which is spelled G-I-A-D-A Valenti, V-A-L-E-N-T-I.com, and they can buy tickets and find it.
Giada, tell me about Venice, too. Flooded terribly.
Flooded is terrible.
Where were you brought up? You were brought up in one of the canals there? You were brought up?
Actually, my grandparents, they were smart. They move outside Venice, so we haven't been there, living there. We live outside Venice, like 25 minutes outside in a place called Porto Gruaro.
Yeah, wow.
But I started in Venice, and flooding is a serious problem, but this year was very...
Really bad.
It was horrible. I mean, I have some dear friends living in Venice, and one of them is Pino Donaggio. He's a very famous songwriter.
Yeah,
to say you love me. And he said his old studio with all his memorabilia on the Grand Canal was underwater. They could not even get in because the electricity was a problem.
Yeah.
I mean, water and electricity is not a good combination.
You got to go with us, one of the Perillo tours, girl. That would be great.
Yes, I'm going
with
in October, and Steve. I saw pictures of yours.
Oh, Steve is the best. Great piano player.
I invited him to play last October to Carnegie Hall, and he chickened out. But next time, he has to be there.
Perillo at the piano. Yeah. It is great. Giada, we love you. Giada Valenti.
Thank you.
Really, truly one of the great vocalists in all of the world, right next to me here. One of the most talented gals, a lovely, beautiful gal. You don't want to miss Giada Valenti in concert. Always honored to have you here, Giada.
Always nice to be here. Nice
God
to
bless.
See you,
Ci vediamo presto, huh?
A prestissimo, grazie, un abbraccio.
All right, we'll go to Debbie Duhame right now. She's got traffic for you, 951 on AM 970. The Answer.
Good morning, Joe. Thank you so much. It's a gridlock alert day. Heading to Patsy's later. Allow that extra time. Let's go to 78 East. Getting out toward exit 7. A collision. Another one out by exit 15. Still being investigated. Causing a lot of volume on 31. Getting down through that area of 78. We're still seeing delays this morning at the Queens Midtown Tunnel of about 20 minutes heading into town. And expect delays on the Cross Bronx West, Rosedale Ave, all the way out to the GWB. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo. AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe Piscopo, Al's got the bell. That means red kettle time. We want you to go, if you would, to team970.org. Team970.org. We're trying to help folks that fall through the cracks, and it's a fight to support the 13 million children who live in poverty across the U.S. that I tell you about every morning. I always rail about this, you know, and no one's really helping except you and I. You and I can help. For crying out loud, it's a cause that's near and dear to my heart. All you have to do is send what you can to team970.org. It's so easy. Frankie and I gave $100. And you know what? It feeds a whole family. And Al gave, Debbie gave. We invite you just to whatever you can. Team970.org is what it is, right? Salvation Army serves over 23 million people in the United States every year with vital services, including shelter, meals, holiday assistance? Like what? Like presents? You know, some people lost everything to fires. Some people are homeless. You can help them. Team970.org. At Team970.org, whether you give a little or a lot, every single dollar does a world of good in your community. Together with the Salvation Army, we can continue doing the most good. Team970.org.
Chances are your home financing questions won't end when this show does. So the next time you have a question about home loans, ask the lending experts at Citizens Bank. They can help you every step of the way during the home buying process, starting with getting a pre-approval before you start shopping for a new home. Call 212-857-6668, 212-857-6668, and ask a Citizen. Mortgages are offered and originated by Citizens Bank N.A., NMLS number 433960, Equal Housing Lender. Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Honda.
Hi, it's Joe Piscopo. I'm so proud to announce that my dear friends at Trinitas Regional Medical Center have a brand new center dedicated to women. Together with the Connie Dwyer Breast Cancer Foundation, they recently opened the new Center for Excellent Breast Care, the Connie Dwyer Breast Center at Trinitas. Here, every woman is treated to the latest in screening, diagnosis, and treatment, regardless of her ability to pay. And there's even a breast navigator available to guide women through every aspect of their care. This is a state-of-the-art center staffed with a full complement of breast health specialists that features the latest technology and, most importantly, is a welcoming, safe environment for every woman who walks through their doors. If you or a loved one would like to learn more about the Connie Dwyer Breast Center at Trinitas, please call 908-994-5984, 908-994-5984, or visit their website at trinitasrmc.org.
There is a battle being fought right here in America. The radical left is trying to silence anyone who disagrees with them. They want to shut you up.
I'm Dennis Prager. There's no more important issue facing America today. If we can't speak freely, we can't be heard.
But one film is fighting back. No Safe Spaces.
Every American should see this.
See No Safe Spaces, only in theaters, rated PG-13. Go to nosafespaces.com for tickets.
It's the AM 970 Weather Answer Forecast.
Plenty of sunshine, but cold today with a high of 35. We'll see clear skies this evening, but clouds will increase overnight with a low of 31 in Midtown, low to mid-20s across parts of northern New Jersey and the Mid-Hudson Valley. Tomorrow, a cloudy day with some rain arriving in the afternoon, the high 48 in Midtown, but temperature will be much closer to 40 in some of the far north and west suburbs. The periods of rain, some of it heavy tomorrow night. Saturday, periods of rain, breezy and much milder with a high of 57. AM 970, The Answer.
This weather brought to you by Best Damn Soup. Warm up your holidays with the gift of goodness. Use code PISCOPO for 20% off and free shipping. Order online at bestdamnsoup.com. That's BESDAMSoup.com.
Hey, man, that soup is great. Oh, my gosh, it's so good. It really is. Hey, by the way, Italian food, you want the best Italian food, one of the five best Italian restaurants in all of America is Michael's of Brooklyn, Avenue R. Nostrand. Johnny and Fred are there. Enzo with his bow tie, always looking handsome. Marianne, Michael himself are there. I love that they've been there since 1964. And if you stop in and experience an unforgettable meal, You'll be dining at one of the five best Italian restaurants in America, according to the Food Network. And it's right there in Brooklyn. And then when you're at the store, you're going to see all the sauces and all the gravy. And you're going to say, what am I going to take? You're going to take Michael's of Brooklyn home. I'm telling you, best jarred sauce out there. And I just love the Italian, the authentic legacy of Italian tradition from Michael's of Brooklyn. They stay there. They stay in the neighborhood. You know where they make the sauce? And you don't think they could ship it off and make it somewhere else? They make it right there, right on the premises. Avenue R. Nostrand, shipped all around the United States and around the world, Michael's of Brooklyn sauce, and it's made right there. And now you have a chance to go there. Avenue R. Nostrand, Michael's of Brooklyn, you got to check out Michael's of Brooklyn. Tell them I heard you on the Piscopo show. I know Frank and Al and Debbie, we all go there. It's time for you to go too. Michael's of Brooklyn, serving the most authentic taste of Italy for over 50 years. This might be, along with Summer Wind, my favorite Frank Sinatra song. Cole Porter's best. Sinatra, Cole Porter.
I've got you under my skin.
It's my song to you, baby.
I've got
you. Oh, I love it. As we make way for Mike Gallagher. It's great. What do I got? The mafia guy next to me? This guy in the window? Is that Frankie Volpe?
Frank Volpe, yes.
What's he going to whisk me down
he's
the motel?
He's here to ensure your safe travel.
He's before I step out of the studio, I got Luca Brasi waiting for me over there. I got Luca Brasi with the hat on. Look at him. I'll go, come on, Joey, we got to go to Modell's because I got to get you to Patsy's on time. We will get there, Frankie Fiber. Oh, he's got his hand in his lapel. It's dangerous. It's dangerous. Proud Italian. God bless all Italians. Thank you, Frankie. Thank you, Al. Thank you, Debbie. Hey, make it a great day. We love you. Happy Frank Sinatra birthday.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
30 degrees at 9:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Port Authority officials expected to vote on a pilot program today to test out self-driving buses. The plan to test this new technology over the next year in a bus-only lane on the roadway in New Jersey that leads to the Lincoln Tunnel. Officials are hoping a self-driving bus will reduce crashes and get commuters to New York City faster. Officials say this is not intended to replace drivers, but rather help them. Mayor de Blasio, Police Commissioner Dermot Shea will meet with Jewish community leaders today in Williamsburg to talk about the attack at the kosher store in Jersey City. Yesterday, the mayor introduced a new NYPD unit that will investigate extremist hate crimes. The unit will consist of more than a couple dozen detectives who will look for patterns in racially and ethically motivated extremism. In sports, Knicks beat the Warriors in overtime. Nets lost to the Hornets.